It's Friday, February 22nd, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Atlas IED, innovative audio solutions for every business environment.
Today's Daily Download comes from AV Week 375. I'm joined by Corey Schaefer, Kelly Perkins, Gina Sansevero, and Joel Carroll, talking about a new Topgolf being established in Nashville. Joel Carroll starts off talking about the other potential verticals that integrators could look into.
Well, it's not even other verticals. I mean, if we talk about what even Gina's saying with education, esports. I mean, now people are starting to build venues just for esports, and they have betting places in Vegas where it's an esports venue, and that's all they do. I know here Georgia State has done some things, not their own specific venue yet, but it's becoming more and more common where they're inviting people in. And then the other thing is a lot of these places where we've done EV historically are really amplifying what they're doing. I mean, if you look at education, you hear the word active learning. If you look in some of the corporate spaces and they're putting AV in every single room as opposed to what it used to be, that one conference room, it's growing. And the augmented reality and virtual reality, we've only slightly scratched the surface of where this is going to go and what that's going to mean for AV, which I'm really excited about, the augmented reality. That's kind of exciting for some of the things that you had said earlier, Tim, above and beyond knowing who made digital signage, but it actually builds an experience for you as you're in a bar, club, or wherever else it may be.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a piece that I wrote about some augmented reality that they're doing in stadiums where some folks are you're able to take a live shot of a player and get stats on what they're doing for your fantasy football team. If you're into fantasy football, it allows you kind of, as you're there live, it gives you a little bit more of an interaction as well.
And Tim, you mentioned stadiums, and I actually feel like when we look at, remember when a stadium used to be just about the sport, you know, the game or whatever, but stadiums started, 15 years ago, really making them more like what you started off with Topgolf, where it was an experience for all kinds of people that were going. So if you wanted to see the game, or it was about the suite, or it was about a fine dining experience, or you know, it's about the audience coming in and what things can AV do to make it incredibly memorable and different. And, you know, stadiums have been doing this for some time now.
Well, and to Corey's point, I mean, I don't know if you guys had the opportunity to go. I don't go to sports games very often, but, you know, going here to the new stadium we have for the Falcons in Georgia, or going to the new Braves stadium, the experience that you get there makes me, who doesn't watch sports, want to go. The audio video experience in the clubs and all the AV that's around. And at the Braves Stadium, just the experience you have on your way into the stadium, whether it be the digital signage, the lighting, and all the other components that come to be part of it. I never really thought that you would see me at a baseball game. And I actually now want to go because of that experience.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.